I'm going to start this one off because I went through a B.Ed. program myself, and I was looking for money, and I was like, where is the money? We have a $500 scholarship that we send with an offer of admission to the students who score highest. 15 students we send them to in the primary junior level and 15 in the junior intermediate level. That's the combined score on experience and academics. However, the big one that I want to tell people about is our Centennial Scholarship. So in 2011, Laurier will be 100 years old. We have a scholarship that you can apply for at www.chooselaurier.ca/100. And what this is it's an award that's based on achievement, it's based on passion and leadership, so the Laurier DNA. And if you're awarded those scholarships, we're going to have one or two in our program this year, you will be receiving full tuition. So about $7,500 worth.
Wow. Okay. Great. Just going to remind everybody to speak up a little more. It sounds like people are still having difficulty.
At Trent, as I mentioned, if you're in a high-demand subject area in the intermediate senior stream, for the past 2 years, we have offered $1,000 merit awards. And so that's in chemistry, physics, computer science, French, and the fifth one, mathematics. In addition, there are several scholarships and bursaries that you can look into, and you can see those all on our website at trentu.ca/bed. And some are based on financial need, and some are based on academic merit.
Normally, I actually speak very loudly, but I thought that since I do that already, that I would tone myself down. At Queen's, there are also some fairly unique scholarship and bursary opportunities. And the best way, actually, for you to get acquainted with them is to visit the education webpage. It's educ.queensu.ca. Have a look. There is a decent amount of opportunity in regards to funding outside of OSAP or the standard kind of bank loan.
Just have about 2 minutes left here, so quickly, anybody else?
We have admission scholarships as well. They're $1,000 for approximately 40 students based on your cumulative grade point average as opposed to your best 20 marks. That's for scholarships only. And we have several bursaries and other types of scholarships as well, which you can apply to once you have been admitted to the university. You can go on the website and do your own profile. All the scholarships and bursaries that you are eligible to apply for will be in your portfolio.
And I would say the same.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Paige, do you have anything
to add? At Charles Sturt, at this time, we do not offer scholarships and extra awards. We are considering it for next year, so just continue to check our website.
Okay.